Every prayer that will go, that will be successful in any battle you will go. This is how the Lord explained it to me. He used an axe. That was how he showed me. He used an axe that was not sharp to cut down a tree. And they were cutting it. And they were cutting it. It took so long. It took so long. Then he brought another. He took the same axe. Then sharpen it. Then came again. He tapped. Within minutes, the tree fell down. And he said, that saw was doing to that tree. He said, that is how what fasting does to your prayer. He said, if you don't fast, and then you are going to confront a problem, you as a believer, he said, you will spend more effort than if you come prepared fasting. Now, why do you have to fast? Fasting is because during fasting, it is a time you deny the flesh so that the spirit can be on top and the flesh can be under. That is also the period, anytime you are fasting, that is a period you take an inward look at yourself. That is the time you begin to ask for confession. You confess your sin for forgiveness. That is the time you begin to remove excesses that hinder your prayers. Because the prayer of a sinner, God does not hear it. So fasting gives you opportunity to say, Father, forgive me. Father, have mercy on me. So that the accuser of the brethren will have nothing to use to resist your prayer. That is how you must approach God when you have a matter to settle in a battlefield of prayer. And that is what this church started with. Every Friday has been our fasting day. Since this ministry started, for about 16 years now, every Friday, we that are old members, myself, Pastor Thomas, concur, what I'm saying, concur, thank you. There is every Friday, wherever I am in the whole world, Friday is my day of consecration. I fast. I call it a covenant day because that is our prayer day in my church. You want me to come and stand here before demons? Some people hate me. Then they look at me like this and they curse me as I talk. And they sit down there. Because when you expose the bad thing, what they do through messages like this, as I know be prophet, I be preacher. They like prophets, but they hate me. So you think that I will not fast, then I will just come and stand here, they talk, nga, 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 abi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the truth. So, we are taking a decision today. We are restoring it back. Every Friday, if you are going to attend this program, including those of you watching us, wherever you are, you must fast to at least 3 p.m. So that your coming here will not be in vain. I am telling you this thing. He said, he is a rewarder of them that seek him seriously, diligently. What is the seriousness you have attached to your coming here today? What did you do from morning till now to show that today is a prayer day? What did you do? Nothing. You take off, you come here in this spiritual battle. You did nothing to consecrate yourself. No, that is wrong. Let's change that so that this place will truly be a solution ground. I didn't say you should do dry fasting. Just enough. Wherever you are, you go to your work till 3 o'clock. Don't take anything. For those of you working, you may drink water. But let it be a period where you will take some time before you come here to have some few moments with God, with an empty stomach. And say, Lord, I know my condition should not be like this. I am the cause. I am too carnal. This is my mouth where they take pray. I don't take and kiss man when no marry me. Papa, forgive me. I don't go to him again. You say this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Anyone that destroy this temple, him you will destroy. I don't defy this temple, tire. Papa, you didn't see me now. You know what I do. I am too lazy. I don't feel read. I know they study. Anger, they worry me. When the thing comes like that, I go use my, when I talk and finish, I go regret them. Father, I know, say, curses fool my head plenty because I the thief. I thief, so day, anywhere I pass, my body become magnet. Anywhere I pass, something must disappear. I know that is why my condition is like this. Accept who you are. And then face him and tell him, I'm going to your presence today, Lord. Anything that will hinder you hearing me today, Father, take it away from me. He answers such prayers speedily. What you are actually doing it is for your own good. This prayer is between you and you alone and God. Nobody sees you when you are praying. The only time that we know you are connected to God is when you give your testimony. How many people agree that every Friday we should fast? Let me see your hand up. Put down your hand. If you have problem with fasting till just 3, I said 3, you can go beyond that. But don't go lower than 3 p.m. If you say na lie, you don't go fast, but you must come here. Let me see your hand up. Anybody near you? Maybe they don't hear me. My own be say, this place, every Friday, now here I did. But this one I fasting, I beg, I know day. Can I see your hand up? Eh? You? Who? Stand up. Make a, give a microphone. Tell me why you cannot fast, but you must come here every Friday. She's sincere now, she's sincere. Eh?
Daddy, I cannot fast. Since I was born, I have not fasted for once.
Which church did they go?
If,
eh?
Bride.
Since when?
Since 2 years now.
Our 21 days fasting, you know they do them?
I can't.
Why?
I don't know.
It's hunger, Abby?
Yes, sir.
You are finished. You don't know. You are finished. Hey. Come outside. I want the whole church to hear me. This coming Friday, if you fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you didn't eat any food. You didn't drink any water. If you come here in the evening, I will give you 10,000 naira. You agree? Will you try it?
Okay, sir.
No food, no water. If you do it by 6 p.m., once I just come to, just come straight to my office, I will give you 10,000 naira. You agree?
Okay, sir.
Jerry, collect her phone number for me. Go and give me a phone number. Any other person? Any other person? You're looking for 10,000. You're looking for 10,000. You're looking for 10,000. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you what one man of God did. When somebody came to his office and told him that, "Pastor, I don't know how to pray. To fast, self, I cannot fast. As you see me, Pastor, I want you to pray for me so that I can fast and I can pray." The man of God stood up and said, "Kneel down, brother." He laid hand on him, and this was his prayer. "Father, in the morning, bring sorrows upon him. In the afternoon, bring problems upon him. In the night, let him not be able to sleep. Father, put sickness that no doctor can cure." But then the man said, The man stood up and said, "Pastor, what are you doing?" He said, "You say you don't know how to pray. I want to train you how you will pray. When you cannot sleep in the night, we wake up in the morning, problem. In the afternoon, problem. You will know how to pray." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to prove to that sister that she can fast. Praise the Lord. So, if you are inviting anybody to come here on our program on Friday night, Covenant night, inform the person to fast. Now, church, do we agree that every Friday is our fasting day? If you agree, can I see your hand up? Now, heaven is seeing that hand. Angels around here are seeing that hand. And me, myself, I am seeing that hand. If you refuse to fast and you come here, the Bible calls you a truce breaker. And it will become sin to you. Because the Bible in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew 18:18. "Very well I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind," that is the agree, "on earth shall be bound in heaven." This is agreement. "And whatsoever ye shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." This is agreement. Now that we have agreed that we shall be fasting every Friday for this night vigil, because this vigil is every Friday until Jesus comes. Now that we have agreed, heaven is putting a stamp on it. Heaven is putting a stamp to it. And it will be recorded for all of us. If therefore you refuse to fast and you come here, it will become sin to you. Oh, that is the implication. So if you know you didn't fast, don't come. Stay at home. So that you, instead of coming to be blessed, you come here and take a course and go back. That's why he said, without faith, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. That he who will come to God must first believe that he is God, not a human being. He is God. And this is how he operates. He hates truth breakers. He hates it. This prayer program must be revived again. I am not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing. I'm not satisfied with what I am seeing. I expect by now better testimonies will be going on here than we see here. By now, we should not have car parking spaces on Friday nights, because the people will be so blessed, there will be too many cars parked outside. There are some prayer points that we pray that we shouldn't be praying. People come here and after service they will go and beg for transport to go home. No. So what are we here doing every Friday? That condition must change. Our attitude must change. We must fast. We must fast before we come here. I don't care if only 100 people will come here. And these 100 people all go with 100 testimonies. I will be fulfilled. I will be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. Rather than thousands of people gather and all we are doing is just making empty noise. We close, we go back. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor again. Say, neighbor, be sincere, you go fast every Friday. Answer your neighbor. Talk to your neighbor. Answer her. You don't tell her. There are some people who will not come today, so you inform them. Every Friday we fast. Please. Please. Pastor Thomas, put a big banner at the gate there. Every Friday we fast. If you don't fast, don't come here. Put on there. Put in this here. If you are not angry with this decision, can you clap your hands for God? Hallelujah. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't let anybody discourage you when you want to do any spiritual exercise. There are people that will come soon tell you, say, don't mind what that man is saying. It's not by work of righteousness, but by his grace alone. They will sing that song for you. That it is not he that will it. No, he that run it. God is a merciful God. You don't know, saying a fallen man wants you to fall with him. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name.